Sometimes it feels as though we're living our lives in a bit of a fog, and it's easy to forget that God can clear the fog in an instant. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of Fresh. A few years ago, we had a function here at Christianity Works to launch a new book called Unlocking the Power of Prayer. One of our supporters had an office on the 42nd floor of an office tower that looked straight down Sydney Harbour to the Harbour Bridge, the Opera House and beyond. It's an absolutely stunning view on a good day. And he generously allowed us to use his boardroom and foyer to have the launch event. But when we arrived about an hour before it was all due to start, there was such a thick fog outside that you literally couldn't see out the windows. The breathtaking view had completely disappeared. He said to me, "Well, it looks like the fog set in." But I smiled and I said, but we still have an hour to go. So I prayed, just a quick prayer, mind you. And by the time the first guests arrived, sure enough, we had our view back. James chapter 5, verse 17. Elijah was a person just like us. He prayed that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't rain on the land for 3.5 years. Sometimes I think we get this idea that we can't go to God with the little things, the things that really matter to us. And look, sure, God isn't a sugar daddy that'll drop a miracle into our laps to satisfy our every selfish whim. But this God who loves you like a father loves his child, for him, no job is too big and no job is too small. So the next time you're stuck in a fog, just ask him to blow it away. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's easy to talk about this stuff, but when you're under the pump, it's not all that easy to live it. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Victory Over Impossible Odds. To request your free copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.